Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you today.
It's May Day.
May Day.
It is May Day. It is May 1, and we have so much to share, such a big show. And, you know, today we really wanted to dive into the big question. Is humanity at the threshold of greatness, I mean incredible greatness, or are we standing at the abyss? Is darkness ahead? It's the question. It's where we're going to describe it and talk about. And overlaying that, we have the full spin of the Metronian star. Wild May ahead, plus a Mercury retrograde. Just when you thought you couldn't add anything else to it.
Well, let's just throw some flavor into the mix, because what's going on in our world right now is truly without precedent. And with great peril. The peril's been around off and on throughout the millennia. However, what's the combination of effects that are happening with us all right now are truly unique. Now, in the first part, we do want to talk about this Metronian star energy a little bit.
Yeah, we really need to. And the way it overlays with the retrograde and the next 5 months. So no matter when you're catching this show is topical May to September.
For sure. And this energy that's been opening since, as we went into the new year, this has been going on now for the last several months. The energy's been lifting through the upper chakras into that area above the crown that we're referring to as the Metronian star energy, which is actually a vortex or a portal that opens up galactic contact.
Yeah, it actually spins you up through ninth dimension and above. Now, as a matter of fact, if you have not yet connected with our May Revelations and Predictions video, get onto YouTube. Remember, go to YouTube. Our channel is official, Shri and Kira. If you have not yet subscribe. That way you get this stuff fresh when it comes right out. But go check it out. It's a very powerful video filmed in front of an 8-foot-tall Divine Galactic Blueprint. And part of the reason we did that was to actually show you so that you can see what's going on with this Metronian star, where it's located, and how these energies are working.
And the Metronian star energy, a lot of people don't have a concept for this. And maybe it's good not to have concepts because they can get in the way.
Can they ever?
However, we had talked earlier on how a Metronian star looks like that happy star that your teacher used to put on your papers,
it's
right?
It's that 5-pointed star.
With the head facing up to the heaven, you know, the 3 at the top and the 2 legs. And versus the inverted pentagram, which is a different type of energy that uses this cosmic open as a launching pad, but then swirls it back down into earthly manipulation, earthly concerns and desires.
And, you know, we described this 5 months ago. So if you go back and you look at our January video, we talk about it. We even had some visual aids in there. And it's a good time to reconnect with that if you haven't looked at that already. Because remember, we're in this 7-year ascension portal, and how this Metronian star came forward for the first time ever, it had a 5-month opening that's initiating a 5-month spin. This is a 10-month process.
Well, yeah, it's big. This is 2016 for the most part.
Exactly.
And the piece that I want to offer to you is that as we're coming into May, which is the completion of the star, which means it's balancing and moving into a spin, the key is that pentagram energy, that manipulative energy, is also getting its momentum. So what we're seeing during this time is this galactic energy, this you could call it ascension energy, this cosmic energy is more present on our planet, and it is igniting and stimulating everyone in some fashion. The question is it igniting you to lift into greater divine trust, to become the beautiful human, meaning the God man, or is it igniting you to move further into density and fear and anxiety and seek to control and manipulate the outer world, as so many forces are. And each has its reasons. Each has its good fight, its good cause. However, the long or the short of it is, there will be increases in polarity.
There, and you're already seeing them. You know, remember, my loves, let's talk about how this overlays with the retrograde. So April was a very powerful month. Now, the energy of May is light is, and it's very much about light is. It's not a question. There's no question mark after that. It's light is. It's a declaration. It's a knowing. It's a divine dispensation, quite frankly. And it begins by diving into your divinity. Now, in April, near the end of the month, we started entering into this retrograde phase, and this retrograde is outrageous. You know, the word ginormous, right?
Ginormous.
It's ginormous. This is the one you're going to be talking about all year long. All year long, you're going to look back and go, whoa, what happened in April, from April to early June? Remember, the retrograde itself became stationary April 28th. It's through May 22nd. But the pre and post periods are going to take us from mid-April to early June. This is a momentous time because it overlays with the spinning of the Metronian star. Now, imagine when something starts spinning. It kind of winds up, right? You know, it starts gently spinning and then it moves into a momentum and then it slows down again before it stops. This is a 5-month spin. So remember, we're talking about May, June, July, August, September. And so what you need to look at is the end of June, just when we come out of all of that retrograde energy, all of July into early August will be the most intense periods of the spin. This is a period where you have the opportunity, quite frankly, to get your act together. And that's what's so amazing about this period. The question is, and we put it right there, greatness or darkness? Can we regain balance? Well, the answer is yes, you can. However, in order to regain balance, it means that you're going to have to give yourself the gift of diving into the spin rather than resist it. And that can come across in a lot of different ways.
Well, and if we were to talk to our mythical friend Cleetu from the day the earth stood still, we might remember how the theme in that movie was humanity has to get to its worst to find its best.
Now, you know, Sri and I really love plugging this movie, and this is the remake with Keanu Reeves. If you have not connected with it, it's an older movie now, The Day the Earth Stood Still. Go grab this movie. It's a fabulous watch with a lot of great messages in it.
And while I don't completely agree with the theme, I can certainly see how the evidence for it, that oftentimes it takes a tragedy for people to find their hearts, as we've witnessed with, you know, many great tragic events around the planet. The question that arises in my mind at those moments is, let's find our hearts without having problems in the world. But nonetheless, the energy of the cosmos is conspiring in a ever purer, ever more forceful fashion to give you an opportunity to renew, to reinvent yourself, to revitalize your commitment and reconnect with your divine self.
And we have so much to share about that. And we have so much to share with those of you that are calling in. And remember, if you want to call in, you can get in the queue by calling 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you call in and you get on the show, you know it's meant to be. And if you call in and it's busy, it just means all of our lines are full. But as soon as we would talk to someone, that's your moment to pick up the phone and get in. 888-627-6008.
Absolutely. We look forward to connecting with you. And we're going to start taking callers here in just a few moments. Another thing I want to remind each and every one of you is your life matters. You know, so often we get focused on the big picture, or get focused on our distresses or our problems. We start those little discomforts begin to come to the forefront of our consciousness, and we move into the cup is half empty kind of frame of mind versus the cup is half full. That's a natural a decline in the buoyancy of the emotional body. as our world goes through its transitions, there are plenty of opportunities to support a pessimistic worldview as there are opportunities to support an optimistic worldview.
Exactly. And this is really important to pay attention to, especially as we are in this spinning energy, because you can be spun down or spun up. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a wild thing. This whirlpool actually runs two directions.
It's going up and down simultaneously with this huge middle that you don't want to be in. You want to either be lifting or, quite frankly, drifting.
Lifting or drifting, because if you drift, you'll find plenty of others who are forming barges
exactly.
of delusion.
Barges of delusion, indeed.
That you can hook in with. And so, beloved ones, this is truly a great time, and we encourage you to use this time to journey. To reflect, to be retrospective or respective, not to regress, but to notice. Use your consciousness to notice what's going on. Are there things that are repeating that need restoration or a healing renewal? Or are you in new territory and are getting reinvigorated by that?
Well, yeah, because as we move through May, remember that this is, and we're going to share a lot more about this during the show, but it's, and we're going to even give you a practice because you're going to want to go to your spiritual practices. You're going to want to have your lifeline, so to speak, because this energy is intense. It's spinning, but, and it's a good but, this retrograde gives you the opportunity to reclaim your life. If you are feeling off track, if you are feeling like everything's going wrong, if you are feeling like, what the heck just happened in my life? This is the month that you can reclaim it. However, it's an active energy. You can't sit on the couch and go, I'm reclaiming it. You need to do something about it. However, recognize, my loves, everything you do during this retrograde, if it's done with the energy of divine heart-centered presence, by the end of May, you're going to be blown away at what comes forward. Use May to put it together. Use May to reclaim, restore, rejuvenate, revitalize. And then by the end of May, even before the end of beginning of June, I'm talking about the end of this month, right? By the end of this month, you're going to be blown away at how many beautiful things will start coming back to you. Partnerships, relationships. This is a big key month for that. Very, very important to pay attention. Lots of partnerships can be spun up into an incredible sense of divine union or spun out. The key is going to be, who are you working with? Who are you aligned with? And it begins with aligning with your soul song, not compromising, and inviting that soul song to be in harmony with everyone in your life. And that's a big order. I know that's a big one.
Well, it is. And another thing, I can't help but drift into political thoughts now and again with what's going on in the United States and the whipsaw effect that that's having in Western countries, especially around the world. But actually, as you relax into an ascended perspective and look at the political circus that's unfolding, you're going to see in its own way how the density, how the mass consciousness is reflecting the two sides of this Matronian star.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to name names, but you have candidates that are regressive.
Oh, no comment. No
and
comment.
Reactive,
oh,
as well
goodness.
As progressive and restorative to the principles of harmony and support for all.
And how perfect that they're both out there right now.
They're both out there.
They have to be. It's in divine order.
And so you're going to witness how that polarity sparks with each other and how the masses are aligning. And the jury's still out on how that's going to shake out. However, it is indeed, you might say, a litmus test for mass consciousness.
In every single way. Now, you know, speaking about a litmus test, we are blessed every week to have Barden on the best listeners on the planet. I know, guys, I'm a broken record. I say it all the time because I mean it and it's the truth. So let's connect with some of you right now in the moment of this retrograde energy, this spinning Matronian star, darkness or light.
Well, we're going to renew some acquaintances
here. Let's do that.
Let's go to line one and say hello to Corey from California.
Hey, namaste, beloved Corey. Welcome.
Thank you. Namaste, beloved. I just want to express my gratitude and love for everything you're doing and to the community and to all our listeners. Thanks for being here. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
And I would absolutely love a mini soul reading. And I'm having a little trouble getting clarity on my soul group. So I wonder if you could speak to that today.
Sure. Well, thank you for asking. I'm really honored, to say the least. You know, I'm giggling, Corey, because as you were sharing, you have, how do I describe this? It's like little pearls, but they're not pearls the way we see pearls. They're like these energy droplets that are all around you, and they're radiating all around you. And each one of them is saying, if you dive into me, I will create for thee. And they just keep saying the space and the time, the space and the time, that it's very important for you to give yourself the space and the time that you're needing right now and not to be judging the outcomes. Also, they're saying it's time for you to revisit the truth of your heart, that things are going to come to light in a very profound way this month. Now, as far as your soul group, I'm giggling because it's so clear. However, the energies around you are inviting me. I want you to bring your hand to your heart. And if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so. And I want you to feel this beautiful, huge, huge archangelic presence that has literally come up behind you and is like wrapping itself around you. And I'm watching this energy pour out of the crown chakra of this being, which is probably about 17 feet tall, pouring into your crown chakra and flooding you. And they're saying to you, deep within your heart, you know this truth, declare it now. What is your soul group, Corey?
I want to say union.
And what stops you?
Doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and here's the key. You are most definitely a union soul. There is no okay. thing. There is. And this is why they wanted you to declare it, because it's that doubt energy that's still infiltrating a lot of these aspects of your life. And so I think it's perfect that you called today, because this is the time to reclaim and to release doubt forever. Use this month to just go forward and let it manifest for you, because it's ready. And so you are.
I am. Thank you so much. Much love, guys.
And much love to you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. Well, it's wonderful to connect, especially we have some callers that have called in before that we're going to be chatting with shortly. But before we go there, we have a first-time caller on line two. And so let's say hi to Mercer from Georgia.
Well, namaste, Mercer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So I've never called in before, and I have a friend who's been urging me to. I am in a place in my life where everything is falling away. All friends, all everything.
Yeah, I see it. Take a breath. You don't even need to say anything else, Angel. First of all, if it's safe for you to bring your hand to your heart, I want you to do so. If it's safe for you to even close your eyes, please do so. There is absolutely divine perfection all around you, and it's part of why you got through today. You know, our lines are full, but you got through. And the reality is that as you were sharing, I saw four incredibly beautiful angels around you. Each one of them, there's two that are kind of like holding your arms, like they're holding you up. There's one that's whispering into your ears, loving reassurance. And there's another one that just keeps rubbing your feet and saying, fear not. We know you are tired. We know you are scared. We know you are worried. And they just keep offering you reassurance. And here's what they were saying, my beloved Mercer, and I want you to hear this with all the love and heart of the universe singing to you right now. You are being prepared. Your mission is beginning, and it is now your time. For each energy that leaves your life, there is one coming in that will fill that space in ways that you cannot comprehend. Move forward fearlessly and trust your heart. You are being guided, and there is great movement around you. And you're resonating with the number two, which means that the divine union of you and your soul is really ready to co-create with the universe. And so look forward to the co-creation. What is done, let finished, and trust your intuition. You are being guided, and there's a lot of movement around you. So follow through and smile more, because everything will turn around. It's all going to be okay. I promise you. And thank you for calling, Angel. Thank you.
Thank you so Namaste. Much.
You're so welcome. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, oftentimes things seem like there is an abyss, that it's all falling away, and that indeed is the moment that where we need to stand in our trust, in our love, and in our presence.
Well, indeed.
And to be present for the miracle that is just around the corner.
And because of what's happening right now, I love that Mercer got on, because I guarantee we have a lot of people listening that are feeling the same thing right now. That's what May is about. Yeah. As we release and rewind and reclaim that which is no longer serving your divine purpose, if you choose lift, remember, if you're choosing lift, that which no longer serves your divine purpose is going to naturally kind of dissipate. And the key is not to hold on. Otherwise, you're going to be in that spin, and that's going to get a little scary.
Well, and our inner child, you know, that emotional aspect of ourselves is always a little frightened of change, especially when things begin to fall away. It's kind of like, hey, wait a minute, what did I do wrong, you know?
What about me?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's some irony to that, because with this retrograde, there is some me energy. You are reclaiming yourself. And so it's good to revisit. It's good to really give yourself the gift of reaping that which you have created. The key is, how are you creating? How are you bringing things together? That's what matters.
Absolutely. And you know, and as our life progresses, we begin to discover that we have some inner partnerships. You know, we have a partnership with our inner child. We have a partnership with the ego identity, and we have a partnership with our divine identity as well. And those beings that are radiating their light to us through their aspects. Because these lenses of engagement, whether it's egoic or ascended, are indeed aspects of the totality of who you are. And when we put too much emphasis on the egoic self or the wounded child or any other aspects of our personality or our ego, we begin to get out of harmony with the divine flow. And then change and evolution becomes ever more, let's just say, problematic, because it goes in fits and spurts.
Well, not only that, I want to jump in here, because beloved angels, here's what's going on. We are in the middle of one of the greatest cosmic upliftments in the history of our planet. You know, Sri and I, we recently released a photo to our miracle team that literally captured a being that was showing up in our property here. And we'll be releasing it to the general public soon. And most likely it's going to cause quite a stir. And what's so powerful is that with this Matronian star, the Matronian spark, and really, if you've not gone to YouTube yet, go watch our video, Official Sri and Kiri. You can't miss it. It's the first video you'll see. But one of the things that's important to notice is that this spinning is opening up a window to a ninth dimensional portal. Well, let's face it, guys. Most people have barely acclimated to the fifth dimensional planet. We have the third and the fifth dimension that are very viscerally anchored. And where you're living, meaning your energetic field, your energetic body, is affecting your life. It's affecting your decisions. It's affecting how things flow for you. This is a moment. And we, you know, we are loved so much that these moments come around. This is yet another one of those moments where you have the opportunity to, honest to goodness, claim your cosmic heritage. Maybe the month of May is going to be spent on that. And Sri and I are going to give you a practice in the second half of the show that we're going to teach you right now today to do, that will really help you feel that and stream that energy and ignite you and offer you the opportunity to honestly feel the pulsing wave of divine, universal, unconditional love. If you're feeling anything less than that, then you need to decide, am I spinning up or did I jump in and I'm spiraling down? both energies are going to pull at you all month long. And if you find yourself spiraling down, it's not a disaster. It's not the end of the world. It's an opportunity to remember you have choice.
Absolutely.
You have power. Reclaim your power. Release that which no longer serves you. Take this month and basically get your house in order, I guess would be the easiest way to put that.
It's a renewal of your mastery also. Anytime you find yourself in a funk or a spiral or you're wondering what's going on, the fact that you can notice it, the fact that you even know it's going on,
is huge.
That's so big because it means now you can make an informed choice. Do I want to continue with this spiral, this depression, this Velcro, or am I ready to love it, release it, and choose again?
And I want to say again, this retrograde is also about relationships. If you are in partnership, you need to attend to the partnership this month. This is a big relationship one. How about who you work with, your relationships with people in your professional life, your relationships with your community, your relationship with your soul, your relationship with your spiritual life? This is a relationship retrograde, and this is why it's so powerful, because if we can harness and bring balance to all of our relationships, everything will restore. And so it's a beautiful month. It really is.
Well, here we are, beautiful month, beautiful people on hold.
And we have a beautiful practice to teach you, but I think before we teach that, let's say hi to a few more people.
Well, we're going to head to line 3 and say hello to Anna from Texas.
Namaste, Anna. Welcome.
Hi, my name. Hi, I love you guys. Thank you for taking the phone call.
Our pleasure.
I have a question or two. Me and my daughter are moving in two different parts of the world, and I was wondering, how do you see that happen, and if it wasn't meant to be? And my daughter has a mission, for a spiritual mission, to go in the Middle East.
Well, here's what I can share with you, Anna. Go ahead, honey.
Did you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah. I just have a question. I don't know if me and my daughter are moving in two different parts of the world this summer, and I was wondering, how do you see that happening and when? And she also has to go there because she has a mission for spiritual work.
Well, thank you for asking. You're welcome. So, Anna, as you started speaking, I already saw that you were not going to be living where you're living much longer. You're definitely supposed to be moving. There is no doubt about it. Your daughter's mission is a very personal mission, meaning that even though you're mother and daughter, her mission is her mission, and part of her mission is to invite you to even discover a greater depth of your own mission. The move itself needs to happen, and how it's going to happen, they're saying it's a adventure. That's the word they keep giving me, that it's an adventure, and that it's actually a mystical adventure. They're also throwing up a caution sign. They're saying, be careful that as you move forward, it's important for you to remember that everything that you're being guided to do is still your choice, and that all the resources you need are yours to be with. And that as you move forward and as you collect all of these messages that are coming through you, you will see everything. There is a plan, and it's being revealed to you and through you. And so I wish you only incredible success and invite you to relax, trust, and continue moving forward. Many blessings, Anna. Namaste.
Manasse, thank you so much for taking my call, and lots of love from here. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Very good. Well, woo! Life is full of change, huh?
You know, so much. And there's so many beautiful beings. You know, I again, Sri, every one of our callers, every one of them, this is always what's so divine, that if you have the blessing of getting through on a line and we're able to take you while we're on the phone that day, number one, awesome. But number two, if that doesn't happen, make sure you call the next week, because people always get on the perfect week. And so as we do that, what's happening is that each caller is really holding energy for so many other people.
Absolutely. You know, it's the one thing that we have the joy to recognize in working with people is that you are indeed a surrogate for many thousands.
Yeah, and you are. And every one of you, you know, I always go back and remember, you know, Sri and I are so blessed. We just last Saturday finished teaching our Navigating the Inner Matrix program. It was an incredible adventure. And I really encourage you, if you have not ever connected with Navigating the Inner Matrix, go to SriandKira.com and take this program as a home study program. It will change your life. We were listening to the people that had taken the program. I mean, we had tears in our eyes. And what's so powerful is that we timed it. And hey, there's still time if you start the Navigating the Inner Matrix this week. We timed it because something that Sri and I are very honored and blessed to offer is a ninth dimensional ray attunement program called the Golden Ray. And to tie in with the Matronian star spin, we, of course, are offering that starting in mid-June into July. And this is a very powerful, deep, mystical experience. And you can find more about that on SriandKira.com as well. What's important is that you recognize humanity is making a choice. Every being on the planet is making a choice. And the choice they're making is, am I open to lifting or am I attached to density? And it's not for each one of us to decide what another being's mission is. You know, so often, especially as parents, I'm a parent, you know, we understand we so want the best for our children or for our relatives or our friends. We must remember, beloved angels, that every being is on their journey and that all we can do, and this retrograde is the perfect time to remember and anchor this, is live your life to the best of your ability, be the best that you can. And then, as Archangel Zadkiel always says, you will hold open the door for 100,000 others. Now take that in. Take that in. And that's part of what's going on with our callers.
Well, absolutely. Not only are you and is your evolution paving the way for others, you're not traveling alone.
No.
Even though you may not be able to do a head count of those beings that are traveling with you, they are with you.
Always.
And we're talking angels and guides as well as spiritual family who is traveling, who is connected and is supporting you in the best way they can through the dimensional frequencies.
And if you ever sit there and wonder, does it matter? Does my life matter? The answer is yes. Yes, yes. I don't care if you need to cut out that little piece of this recording and keep it on the recorder and play it for yourself.
You make
you
a difference.
You matter. Your waking up matters. Your presence matters. Your energy matters. Everything you do matters. And when you let go of the doubt and anchor and let go of judgment and begin to trust the universe flowing through you, you become a miracle in motion, a force to be reckoned with, and 100,000 other beings that your soul has a direct connection with ignite. You might not ever meet them. You might meet them all. However, your presence ignites them. And that's how the world ignites, one ignition at a time, igniting others. That's how we balance the polarity of darkness that is trying to grab a hold of the planet right now. You are a force. You are a miracle. And we are going to offer you an energetic practice that will help you feel that even more. But before we do, Sri, should we say hi to another caller or two?
Absolutely. Let's go to line four and say hi to Evan from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Namaste, Yvonne.
Oh, hi. I think that's me, Yvonne.
Yes, it is.
Yvonne, sorry.
Well, hello. No worries. I love both of you. I'm just thrilled. I swear this show is custom made for me. I've taken a couple of your programs, and I've changed my life tremendously in the last 5 years. And I would like to have a mini reading. Am I on the right path? I know it's doubt, and that's what we're talking about. And I'm just, as everyone else, I'm struggling.
Yeah. You know what, Yvonne Angel, I love that you're asking. And sweetheart, I see it. I see it. And, you know, it's important. I think it's really important that you ask. And I'm really grateful that you called. And I'm really grateful to connect with you today. You are an incredibly inspired, beautiful, talented being. And you've got a lot in front of you. You've got a lot of different, because you have so much capacity is why there is a lot of, I don't want to use the word confusion, but the words that this beautiful ascended master who's next to you is giving me is they're calling it chaotic beauty. That there's all of this kind of like chaotic beauty around you. And they're saying, yes, you are on the right path and only you can clear it. Meaning you need to stay very, very focused and very, very dedicated. And as you do, the doubt will fall away, more miracles will come your way, and others around you will kind of keep that their own projections away. And so stay focused. Just stay focused, Yvonne. You don't need to be reaching out too far. Just stay focused and let the beauty of the chaos release. What a great time in May to let that happen and feel the star that you are as you lift through this time. I'm so grateful you got through. Thank you, Yvonne, for calling. Much blessings. Namaste.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Wow, Sri, you know, I just need to share that so many people are going through what Yvonne's going through right now. It's that questioning,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's that questioning. And part of it is because the density wants you to question. And we're living, you know, the reality is, I really enjoy when we were on with our class who were doing the Navigating the Inner Matrix, I really enjoyed one of our students said, you know, Mother Earth isn't done with her stuff, so why would we be? And I loved, I really enjoyed that comment because the reality is that if you have a body, and for most of you listening to the show, you're still in form. And so if you have a body, you are going to constantly be spiraling through what it's like to be in form. It's just that each time you spiral, you carry a level of consciousness into that to move through your processes. The key is doubt bothering you? Are you doubting yourself? Are you judging yourself? Are you lacking trust in the universe? Well, if you are, then all you're really saying is, I need a little more density. And if you're ready to let it go, then congratulations. And either way, it's all part of the journey.
It is indeed all part of the journey. And sometimes we are needing a little reassurance that the part of us that's doubting is not our highest or most authentic self. Sometimes as we're growing and evolving, our personality feels a little unstable and begins asking questions.
Especially when you're growing.
Especially indeed.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to kind of relax into our ascended selves, our true selves, and go, sweetheart, I got this. We're on our way. Good things are coming. You can relax.
Exactly. When the physical body starts acting out.
And the physical body has plenty of opportunity to act out as it's processing so many energies. That body of ours not only is processing all of the toxins of a industrialized society, from the food and the water pollution to the other environmental stuff that it has to filter through, but your body is also processing emotional toxins.
Very much so.
Everything you experience is filtered through this fleshy capsule here that we call our body.
Our protoplasmic jumpsuit.
And so be kind, be gentle, be have a little mercy on yourselves. When things aren't going so well, it's a good time to take some rest, get some exercise, flood some water into that precious body, and be reassured.
Well, you know, indeed. And speaking of reassurance, Sri, I just feel compelled. Here in May, this month, the two middle Saturdays of May, Saturday morning, Sri and I are teaching a program. We're ecstatic to reveal this program, for the very first time. This is a compilation of all of the incredible, I'm going to use the word mystical secrets because we're going to be teaching some alchemical processes and offering an attunement on how to truly call in ascended abundance. And guys, this program is a whopping $22. Go to sriankira.com, register. We are near capacity for this program. Join us. in May, why not claim it? Why not reclaim, reinstate, and be ready to claim your ascended abundance and receive, receive, receive? We're going to be offering an incredible attunement and teaching you some incredible alchemical processes. So, hey, SriAndKara.com, Ascended Abundance, join us.
It's a fabulous program that isn't just about abundance. It's about living your life with great joy and great authenticity. Lots of beautiful energies and discernments will be shared. So, beloved ones, we have more callers standing by.
And we have a process to teach. Let's take a caller and then let's teach that process.
All right. We're going to do a little of everything.
All right.
Let's head to line 5 and we'll say hi to Carla from California.
Namaste, Carla. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's such a treat to hear you every Sunday. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
I had an incredible healing this morning that was truly just grace and a gift from the guides, and it healed a very ancient rift that I had been carrying for generations, and it's in relationship to my next door neighbors and their aggression toward me. And it just hit me this morning in the healing why I had brought that. And now I have this beautiful warmth in my heart that I cannot explain. I've never felt this before. It's just, it's there. And so I was inspired to ask for a mini soul reading because I am truly in a new place now.
Yeah, you are. Well, you really are. And I love that you got through because you are. And you have... Here's what's so amazing. What I'm seeing around you right now is color. It's like the place, it's like you've been spun up into a much higher dimension to carry a frequency of unconditional love, a frequency of understanding, and a frequency of wisdom. And for you, what's so beautiful is it's more than the colors of the rainbow. If I was to tell you it was the colors of the rainbow, I wouldn't be doing this justice. But as I'm looking at you, I'm seeing all of these beautiful integrated colors. And the message that's coming in through all of these very ascended beings is simply, it is your time to move forward and to know the truth of who you are. The past is now complete. The moment is now, and the future is yours to claim. And they keep saying, we have heard you, we have heard you, we have heard you. The door is open. All you need do is walk through. And so I am so ecstatic you called in today. Thank you for the blessing of seeing this gift around you. Many, many blessings, Carla.
Oh, thank you, Kira. Thank you, Sri.
You're very welcome. Namaste.
And have a wonderful day.
Yeah.
Well, truly, it is a blessed time for all of us. And in this time that we are sharing, it's important that we responsibly manage our energy, that we call in energy as we need assistance, that we release discharges in responsible manners. When I say discharges, what I'm talking about is oftentimes when we are hurt or disappointed or grieving or angry, all of those frequencies are natural and normal. However, they're not who you are. They don't define you. They are expressions. They're calls to consciousness and calls to bring in ever more love and light. And so we honor every expression as a signal for where our attention is needed.
Now, speaking of that, we want to offer you a practice today. And in some ways, we're offering you two practices. So first and foremost, as Sri talked about, it's important that we are each taking responsibility for our energy, especially the energy that we are releasing. So one of the gifts that we want to offer you is if you go to SriAndKara.com, this is absolutely free. Right on the homepage, you'll see a practices tab. Click on it and learn the container practice and use it. This is a wonderful, fast, quick way to be able to cleanse your energy, and you'll be amazed at how much clearer you feel. There's nothing you need to hold on to. You can just let it go and send it out to the universe in a way that's responsible. Now, The other thing that we want to teach you today is a beautiful energetic practice that prepares your field for ascended living. What's nice about this practice is that it helps the physical nervous system, it helps the physical body while sending a clear signal to the universe that you have arrived into the state of fifth dimension and beyond experience. Some of you may already know this practice. It's simply called the Living Ankh. And if you read our book, 2012, You Have a Choice, it is in there in great detail. However, we would like to offer it to you right now. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready too. So here, beloved ones, if it's possible for you while you're listening to the show to stand up, please do. If it's not, if you're sitting, just imagine you are standing up right now. You can try that as well. However, in the future, listen to this show again and try it standing up, or go grab a copy of 2012, You Have a Choice. So allowing your body right now to just kind of be comfortable. Standing up, you want to have your feet shoulder width apart. Let those arms dangle by your side and just kind of wiggle those shoulders a little bit, get all that energy out of you and just relax. If it's safe for you to close your eyes, please do so. And bring all of your attention to your left foot and to the very bottom of your left foot. And underneath your left foot, I want you to begin feeling a beautiful stream of crystalline white light. And just leave it right there at the base of your foot and just feel it. And over there underneath your right foot, I want you to experience a beautiful stream of golden light. So you have this beautiful crystalline light underneath your foot and the golden on the other side. Allowing your breath to be gentle, begin drawing these two rays of light up through the center of the feet and just bring them right up to your knees. Just feel them coming up from your feet right up to your knees. Just feel that energy coming into you. And then very, very slowly continue breathing that energy up. Breathe it from the knees up through the thighs and just have them sit at the base of the spine. And feel it. It's as if you're already being lifted off the floor. Feel this energy just coming up and radiating and igniting all of those cells of the legs just all the way up. And now I want you to take in a deep breath. And as you do, I want you to experience these two rays of light spiraling together, coming up from the root, all the way through all the chakras, up the spine, through the neck, out through the top of the head. On the exhale, you feel those two intersecting rays of light coming out of the top of your head. And just feel this energy lifting, 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 coming out. Now you want to take your arms and spread them wide at shoulder height. Just spread them out wide. Spread them out wide. Let that head drift back naturally just a little bit so that your eyes are pointed up toward heaven. And begin to notice a beautiful ray of emerald green healing energy that's right there at your heart. Feel that come in through the heart, ignite into the gold and the white, and expand out through the arms and push back your hands. Feel that ray igniting out of your hands. There you are. And feel yourself receiving this full gift of divine, universal cleansing, healing, upliftment, energy, and ascension preparation. Bring your arms in. Bring your hands to your heart. Let your head relax back. Take in a deep breath. And on the exhale, smile. Because a smile sends a signal to the universe that all is well. I'm hearing a very high pitch in my ears right now. I'm feeling uplifted, refreshed, and energized. How are you feeling? Notice what you're feeling. Feel the gift of this energy. Breathe it in because it's yours to connect with any time. Having a bad day? Stop and do a Living Ankh. Take your shoes off and go do this outside. Put your feet on the ground on our beautiful, beloved earth. Or if you're at work, go stand somewhere and do it. Whatever it takes, give yourself the gift of this refreshing energy that's yours to command at any time. And notice how quickly the ascended energy is able to assist you through the density doldrums, so to speak.
Absolutely. It's a beloved gift from the universe when we start recognizing that we can command the energy flow, we can command the light, and that we can bring that energy up the feet and up the spines and out the top of our head. This is an excellent way to not only refresh ourselves, but to get used to floating. Because as we lift energy up our feet, we are lightening the toil that we offer into Mother Earth. We're walking with a floating respect, aligned with the earth, but not trotting on her. And energetically, it's a very positive experience.
So those two experiences together, go to shreeandkira.com, click on the practices tab, and learn and use the container. It's a wonderful way to keep your energy field clear, to quickly get rid of a goopy feeling, or if you're not even sure what's going on, use this practice. And the practice we just taught you, the living Ankh, the ascended Ankh, will lift you, ignite you, cleanse you, heal you, and help it be a whole lot easier to stay in ascended presence.
Absolutely. And speaking of presence, we have a first-time caller standing by on line 4. So let's go and say hi to Kathleen from New Mexico.
Namaste, Kathleen. Welcome to Shri and Kira Live.
Oh, namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you today?
My question is this, that what you just described about the container sounds marvelous. I'm going to the website to get that because this is what I really need. I just don't understand why I have been encountering all these unusual circumstances with my interaction with a lot of different people that have been big opportunities that I really would not choose to have. And this last one has to do with my cat and taking my cat to be examined by a veterinarian, the first time to this vet. And they created a situation where they aggressively examined the cat, and the cat got upset. And they said that the cat bit somebody, and so I feel very concerned about the outcome of this because I don't know what's going to go on. And so I'm just wondering, why am I getting all these situations and how do I deal with them so that I come out on top, you know, and survive all of these things that are going on?
Well, I'm so grateful that you called, and I love that you're the last caller we're able to take today. And for all of you that were holding online, call back next week. Kathleen, here's what's going on, and I'm really, really grateful that you got through to us today. The first thing I heard as you started sharing was Archangel Michael came in behind you, and he's handing you this sword, and he's saying you are being offered the gift of greater discernment and an opportunity to anchor your spiritual wisdom. Each interaction you have been having has come forward for you now to be able to remember that you are living in a world experience that is enlightening others through everything you do. And they're saying that your energy field is kind of stuck right now, like you're between levels is the only way I can describe it. And that these energy experiences will stop the minute you take charge and say, and basically command the light to be in charge. With your cat, I clearly heard, is the cat with you again now?
Yes, the cat is with me again now.
Good.
But I'm not sure what action this vet is going to take, you know, in regards
to the cat. I'm hearing around that is keep the cat with you, focus on moving forward, and this situation is just going to resolve itself. You don't need to put any energy into it. It's going to resolve itself. And that if any energy comes your way, it's almost like not ignore it, just stay in the higher ground with it and just keep moving forward with it. You're going to come out on top. You're going to be just fine. You really are. But the key for you right now is to move forward in a way that anchors the truth of who you are without looking back. And that everything is going to, I just keep hearing smoother, smoother, smoother. You're resonating with the number 3, which is a very powerful Trinity energy. And the next 3 months, everything's just going to kind of right itself. And I love that you got through today. I love that we're talking at the beginning of this huge retrograde. everything is in a it's in a restoration period for you. And by early July, everything's going to be looking a lot different. So I'm grateful you got through. Many blessings, Kathleen. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I'm so grateful I got through, and thank you for that message, because I need some. I think I need things to go smoother. They have not been going very smooth for the last couple of months.
They're ready.
Thank you.
They're ready to. Namaste, my love.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Well, beloved ones, you know, here we are together sharing this journey. And as we share the journey, I want you to bring a smile to your face, because each of us is playing our part. Each of us is learning. Each of us is bringing greater love and light into the zone that we're inhabiting. And as we do that, even though at times we might not be sure we're doing it, the very fact that we keep getting up, the very fact that we keep seeking to take a higher road, a higher ground, that's the energy of ascension. That's the energy of healing.
Indeed.
That we bring into the world.
Indeed.
And beloveds, please visit sriankira.com, look for the container exercise under practices, and while you're there, look up the Ascended Abundance teleclass. It's truly a magnificent value and an opportunity to turbocharge your process.
And if you have not watched the revelations yet, get to official Sri and Kira at YouTube and watch the video. Even more information about the month ahead and where we are going.
And where we are going indeed. Take a deep breath in, let it out with a smile, and trust your life. And beloveds, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.